see why. Everybody go live.
Turn up your song.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, January the 27th, 2018. You are now in tune to our new reliability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. So as I always do, I always ask the listeners to please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he delivers God's word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking you, the listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. He can hear all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We come to say thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We thank you that you search our heart. You don't look at our outer appearance such as man, but you search the heart, and you know who are truly being access to the kingdom of God and who are serving you from their hearts and out of pure love for you and for the kingdom of God and for souls being saved on tonight. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, and then I include my entire family. I include my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his family, and all those that are being doers of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain, that you will be glorified through it. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come right now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We lift up the officer in Detroit that was shot on the other night. He was shot in the head. Him and his father, he's fighting for his life in the Detroit receiving hospital right now. And also for the other police officer that was shot and killed the other day. But we have so many people that are setting up our law enforcement officers, and they are doing it on purpose. But we know that's nothing but the enemy. But we know that you have all power in your hands. So we pray, Lord, you will work miracles, even in the lives of the police officer that was shot on the other day. And this is a prayer from his father, who is also a Detroit police officer. So you know our cries and you know our prayers. So you know our hearts. So we ask that you would intervene on this young man's life, that you would be glorified, that he have a testimony that you did it. You brought him through this. And Heavenly Father, not only him, but all those that are going through different conditions of illnesses in their minds, spirits, and bodies, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Continue to work miracles as only you can in the name of Jesus. Is our prayer. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, continue to touch their hearts and continue to comfort their hearts and spirits and let them know without a doubt that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight, through the word on tonight, through Pastor Norman King, to the saving of many souls. We pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be anyone listening that are not saved in your son Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with him, it is our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said on tonight that will put their hearts and their minds, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are once again. We just bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, even right now. We thank you for every trial, every test, every tear, every disappointment, even every enemy that have come into our lives, because we know that they all have come to make us stronger in you. So we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love you and to them that are the called according to your purpose. So we just pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. Continue to bless each listener and continue to bless this ministry, that it will continue to grow, that it will be everything that you have called and purposed for it to be, for your glory in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, I do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, sometimes God allows storms to come in our lives to get our attention and conform us to his image. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this is included in myself, and it goes for me, it says to us, sometimes, and it's a truth, God allows storms to come in our lives. Why? He do that to get our attention and to conform us to his image. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcement, I do not have any announcements for tonight. Well, the only thing that I am going to say in the form of announcement, because I did not get it in time, and that was my fault, I do apologize to my cousin, Pastor Norman King. But I do want the listeners to know that after he delivered the word on tonight, and from this time forth, he comes on every fourth Saturday night. So if you're not familiar with him on tonight, this is your first time listening in, I want you to please take note that Pastor Norman King comes forth every fourth Saturday night delivering God's word over this worldwide platform. So from this day forward, after his message, he will be playing a song. So I'm going to ask you all to do the same thing for him that we do with my Minister Sharon Rabbis, who also delivers a powerful message and song after he delivered the word of God. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. Pastor Norman King has a song that he's going to play following his message. So do not hang up. Do not log off the internet. You want to be blessed by this song that he's going to play for us on tonight following the message. But right now, we have Pastor Norman King standing by. And following this music break, I am going to come to him, and we're going to yield this mic to Pastor Norman King, and we're going to just allow the Lord to have his way in him and through him, that he will be glorified. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. And we, while we are getting ready to do this music break, I am urging all you listeners, again, it is so important that we realize that it is according to God's word that we are to pray for our world leaders. We may not like the way they're handling things, or we may disagree with what they're doing, but we are to pray for our world leaders, our president, our pastors, our bishops, whether it's a female pastor, it do not matter. If they are watching over your soul, if God has anointed them and appointed them to be the shepherd of your soul, you are to be praying for them. We are to be praying for our law enforcement officers. We are to be praying for those that look out for us for our good. So I'm urging all listeners on tonight, pray for our president, not only our president, but world leaders everywhere, all over the land, that they will come and agree that, according to God's word, and do what's right for all people, that God will be glorified through them. That is my prayer for you on tonight. Before I bring the song for tonight and for our music break, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I have a word from the Lord before Pastor Norman King bring the word that God has given to him for tonight. In the Message Bible, and this is something that I read to myself every morning. I get it in my spirit, and I want to share this word with you, the listeners, on tonight. This is a God decree, and it comes from the Message Bible in the book of Amos. You might want to write this down so you can read it later. In the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, it says, again, this is the God's decree to us, his saints. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once and everywhere you look. Blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that is my prayer for you tonight. Continue to stand on God's word, because God is true and he's faithful to watch over his word, and he's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints, the faithful doers of his word on tonight. So right now we're going to go back to our music break. And I, for some reason, we are in such a time, and I'm sticking with this thing about prayer, because prayer is so important. The word of God says we are to watch as well as pray, and man to always pray and not faint. So because of that reason, I am going to come forth with this music break, Pray For Me. And following this music break, Pastor Norman King was going to come forth. I'm not going to speak anymore after this music break. He's going to come forth with the word. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. And then once again, after the message has been brought tonight, do not log off or hang up. You want to be blessed by the song that Pastor Norman King is going to play for us following his message on tonight. Enjoy this musical selection, Pray For Me.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. This is Saturday night, January 27, 2018. Yes, we are to be praying one for another. That's what the Word of God says. And prayer still works. I'm a living witness. Just like the blood of Jesus still works, prayer still works. And guess what? It will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus never lose its power. The Word of God tells us the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous is still available much. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, as he delivers God's word on tonight. Again, stay tuned, follow me the message, and be blessed by the song that he's going to play following the message on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you very much. I want to thank God for giving me another opportunity to bring his word to his people. I'm so humbly grateful for this opportunity, and I don't take it lightly. And I thank God for Brother James, my first cousin. You know, I pray his strength and for the wonderful work that he's allowing God to do through him. It reminds me of the scripture where it says, when you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. And Cousin James, I know he delights himself in the Lord, and he just want to be in position to do what the Lord has called him to do. And I thank God for you, Brother James, and all you listeners. And, you know, I'm so humbly grateful for, again, for the opportunity to, for the platform that God has graciously given me. So much to be grateful for and thankful for, and the word. And one thing about when the Lord works and deals with me, and how he confirms his word on many different ways, is how during the course of a certain period that he's allowed a lot of things to happen for me, for my eyes to see, for my ears to hear, that confirms that the word that he's given me, it come from him and not come from me. So without further ado, I want to just share with you tonight. We can be coming out of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 12 and 13 are going to be the focus verses. And we'll be covering more than just those two, but these are the focus verses for this message tonight. And I'm going to read these verses out of the New Living Translation. Amen. For it begins, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Lord, this is your word for your people, that the listeners of your word will be attentive to you and not me. As I be decreased and that you increase, that your word will come forth in such a way that it bring about change in someone's life. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. You know, as the Spirit of God gave me these verses, I've been here several times, but you know, it's not how many times, it's what the Holy Spirit leads you. And I think about James opened up, and he talked about the officers, the one that killed and that were killed, and the ones that's fighting for his life. And I think about what Paul was wanting the people to see. You know, there before the 6th chapter, Paul had taught them how to walk. But now he realized it was time to change gears. Because I got to let you know, once you get outside the door, what to expect. Our people of God, children of God, we know that Jesus came. He lived 33 and a half years. He fulfilled everything that had been prophesied. He died. He hung on the cross. He spent 40 days before he was ascended. The Spirit of God came down. and we know that we are victorious. Everything is being complete through Jesus Christ. But on the same note, we are in the earth. Come on, somebody. And there, we got to walk in that divine awareness to know that we are victorious. There, things are complete, but we got work to do, not in our own might. Come on, somebody, huh? In verse 10, it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. See, these officers killing. People gotta understand. Don't be, I'm talking primarily to the people, God, initially, the believer. Don't be surprised for what you hear and what you see happening. My sermon topic tonight is, who are you listening to? And I can go as a sub would be, what are you listening to? So who are you listening to? And what are you listening to? These officers killing and attempting their lives. We got to understand, people, we are in warfare. Hallelujah. And we better get right. I'm talking about the believer now. We got to be the examples. There's a lot going on. It's nothing new under the sun, though. We are in warfare. And we got to be mindful of what the Word of God is saying, what it has said, and what it's saying to you as an individual, as a nation, as a country, as a world. God has his representation through the believer all over the whole world. But I'm very moved by what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from a lot of believers these days. And the question is, what are you listening to? And who are you listening to? A lot of people are saying a whole lot of things. And the sad thing about it, a lot of things are being spoken from behind the pulpit, from the people who are aside. You know, I wrestle with something, and you who only hear me on this internet blog may think, well, maybe this pastor is one is always coming out here with some left and some right. But see, I want to be used by God how he sees fit. I want to flow like he may, like Paul said, that I may become all things to all men. I want to be obedient to God. And this is what he laid in my heart to talk about. And then when I heard James open up about these killings and the officer shot in the head, I said, Lord, I thank you. That just confirmed that this word that I'm coming forth tonight is not something I chose. I never want to be in a position to choose what I think God people need to hear. I want to be humble. I am so humbly grateful for what God has appointed and anointed me to do. And this particular subject tonight is very serious to me. Who are you listening to? A lot of people are speaking to you, but are they really speaking what thus said the Lord? And you and I best to be in position. Come on, somebody, huh? To know if it is the Holy Spirit. And only way you know, first of all, we know we got to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But now, beyond all the basics, you got to have a relationship. If my mama was to call, I would know her voice. I know she's going to be in glory, but my point is that you need to be familiar with the voice of God. I need to be familiar with what the voice of God. So a lot of people say a whole lot of things. So if I look in this message tonight, I think about verse 10. Be strong in the Lord, in the mighty, in his mighty power. And that is a statue for conflict. In other words, Paul is saying, listen, you better be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. To succeed spiritually, we must be strong spiritually because the enemy is strong. Many folk stress physical strength today. Can I get a witness? But few stress the much more important spiritual strength. And Brother James, we got to be real with this thing. Many Christians in the day and time we're living in, when it comes to spirituality, they're wimps. I got to call like I see it, brother. Amen. And there was time I walked like a spiritual wimp. I didn't admit it, but my life was showing that really I was a wimp. I'm okay as long as I ain't got to deal with nobody. Come on, somebody, huh? You better understand that it's a reason why Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because we always, yes, I work out and exercise, but I come under conviction if I give more attention to my physical body and not my spiritual body. So, people of God, we can't get it twisted. We must understand that we struggle with the opposition of the powers of darkness and with many enemies who would keep us from God and heaven. If it wasn't for the spiritual force of God and angels all around about us, we'd be already dead. Come on, somebody, huh? What I'm trying to say is that God wants us to walk with a consciousness that knows that we are in warfare. We have enemies to fight against. Let's don't get it twisted, people, God. We got enemies that wants to take you out. Yes, they do. And the thing of it is, who are you listening to? There are some people talking to you who are in the form of godliness, the Bible calls them, but they are denying the power thereof. And because they come with reputation and accolades, just I'm making a general statement, we fall as prey thinking because they walk in this way, in which I just stated, that they are God's gift. God has called them, but I'm saying you better get right now and recognize what's going on. Who are you listening to? Amen. Now, bring a point home. I look over in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. It says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous means terrible times. We are in terrible times. Our officers get shot in the head. I mean, that's just a lot of things that goes on in the world, but I want to speak about what Brother James opened up with. Is that not dangerous times? Is that not perilous times that this man got shot in the head, fighting one dead, one fighting for his life? And verse 2 over here says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Amen. And the list goes on and on and on. You see, we must understand that Paul wanted them to see that put on the whole armor of God. You know, he went on to say that ye may be able to stand. So that's telling me that unless you got the whole armor on, you can't stand against the wild of death. Because any crack or crevice that you have is access, entry for the enemy to seek and come in and tear down that what God has anointed and what God has ordained. So we got to take this scripture very serious. And the question is, who are you listening to? And what are you listening to? As we go on to the warfare, we want to think about your wardrobe. And that's put on the whole armor of God. God has provided us with a wardrobe to protect ourselves, what? In the time of conflict. Amen. So God has want us to walk in our covering. In other words, we cannot stand against the wiles of the devil without our spiritual wardrobe on. Amen. In order to be protected in battle, soldiers in the day of Rome wore considerable armor. This armor was often heavy and cumbersome to wear, but the wise soldier never argued about the inconvenience of his armor. He knew it could be the difference between life and death. Now, my question to you, believer, tonight, do we look at it the same way nowadays? Do you look at, if I don't go and walk with the armor, the whole armor of God, that it can be life or death for me. Or, and it's good to do self-evaluation, self-critiquement. If is the things that I am affected by, is it because of me walking disobedient to God? Or is I'm going to walk in the, according to God's word? And if I don't, repent. Spiritually, the armor will seem cumbersome and carnality will want to remove it, but put it on. In other words, I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about me as well. Come on. In other words, study, pray, fast, spend time with God. And when the Spirit of God say, open your mouth and speak, speak. Don't be so threatened by society, because Hollywood and all the rest of them, your dignitaries all around, want you to be silent. Remember that Jesus obeyed what his Father instructed. In other words, we got to realize that we are not to be the victim, but we are to be the victor. Come on, somebody. We are not to be the victim, and how we become a victim is by disobeying God. But we got to walk knowing that Jesus is the right hand of the Father, and we have to walk through this life in this earth, on this earth, as victorious. Come on. So put on the whole armor. Amen. We got to be totally committed for the cause of Christ. In other words, we got to be able to work in the safety of the Holy Ghost. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Safety is needed because the work is dangerous. It's dangerous. Amen? God's people are to stand against evil, not compromise with it, nor negotiate with it. However, taking on a strong stand against the evil is usually too much for carnality. Now, I want to pause for a minute because I'm very serious. It's been in my spirit. Amen. And sometimes I have to stand alone. Are you hearing me, people of God? Sometimes you got to stand alone because you may be in a crowd or be in a certain environment that's supposed to be Christian. Come on. That you may be the only somebody that's going against the compromise. That's why you got to check yourself. Come on. And be very conscious of the Holy Spirit, so you will know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because some people, a lot of people in the time we're living in right now is saying a whole lot of things. And I want you to see that the more you devote yourself for the cause of Christ, the more the Holy Spirit is going to bring the veil off your eyes, off your mind, that you're going to see some people in a way that you never saw before. Now, I'm going to keep on reading now here in the 2 Timothy. So, like, I got a couple of verses I want to read, bring a point to. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, I spoke a little bit about it a while ago. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and led captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Now, I'm going to get back to verse 5. You see, and that ties in with my message. Who are you listening to? You listen to some folks that's corrupt, that's jacked up, come on, huh? That have a form of godliness, but they are denying the power thereof. Come on, saints of God. You want to know what's up? I'm going to tell you what's up. What's up is that we are living in the last days. We are living in on the last days. We're living in perilous times. Come on. Huh? We're living in some dangerous times. Perilous times mean difficult times, troublesome times, trying times, uneasy, violent, threatening, dangerous days. Come on. Amen. Why will the last days be perilous? Because the world will be godless. And the sad thing is we got some saints of God that's listening to some old jacked up stuff from somebody who was in the form of God. That means they are in positions of authority. Come on, somebody. I got to call like it. Come, James, I got to call like it is. Because I know Paul said in the Word of God, says, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So I got, while God has given me the opportunity, I want to be obedient to him. I want him to say, well done, thy good servant. Come on. Other words, the world in which we live in, are we living in some dangerous times? Yes, we are. Why? Because there are so much godliness is going on. Huh? So many people are selfish. Yes, they are. Jesus said in Matthew 25:43, I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked. And ye clothed me not. Sick. And in prison, and ye visited me not. You see, the same things happen today. God has representation that's confronting you and me for us, not for his benefit, because he knows everything, to see if we are passing the test. Amen. So Paul here in this passage, he's warning his son in the ministry. Paul is warning Timothy of the times of stress. Are we living in time of stress today? Yes, we are. That's why we got so much compromise in the church. We got a lot of people saying a whole lot of things and saying that God told them to say it, and God ain't told them to say nothing. Come on. But then we want to blame the people. No, blame yourself. Because we all must give account. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God can hold each and every one of us account for what we say and what we do and what we don't do and what we don't say. Amen. Amen. Now, I tell you, I love God, and I tell you, you know what? No, another thing I want to talk about here for a short here is that in Hollywood got all these shows on TV representing the church, and we got church folks believing. Well, no, let me thank the Holy Spirit for convicting me. Some of the stuff that Hollywood putting on TV actually happens in the church. Here we go. Why is there so much cussing today? From the saints. Huh? Because there is a loss of respect for both self and others. Yes, cussing in the church. Not just in the church. I mean, when I say church, I'm going to say not the building, but in the body. We are, our temple is temple of the Holy Spirit, right? See, there are so many examples that you watch TV and some of the nice shows and got these people, you know, standing in priestly attire and they praising God on one side, but then they drinking on this other side, they cussing all this. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. Who are you listening to? Now, maybe you say, well, what did he mean by what he just said? That don't correspond to what he said. All of it ties together. Come on. Because some people we listen to, God's holding us, you know, he's holding us accountable because we keep on listening to somebody who we know is jacked up. Pray for him. And if some of you out there, God has already appointed to confront that person who's in that position in the church. Come on. I don't want to sound like I'm so critical against the church because I'm not, but I'm critical against the spirit. Spirit that's representing, amen, and God is saying to you, saying you want me to bless you, but I'm not going to bless you until you confront the compromise. Come on, somebody. Yes. God is saying to you, this word is for somebody. If, you know what? If it's not for nothing but one of y'all out there, this word is for somebody. I feel it in my spirit. See, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Huh? He said, nobody goes to the Father except what? By me. We are in spiritual warfare, saints. Yes, we are. We live in a time that people would be, not just will be, they already are. The word of God spoken in advance, but we are in a time right now. People would be disobedient to their parents. Yes. The world is dictating what and how we should do in order to raise our kids. And we're too afraid of what the system, the world system, may do to us. So we compromise and follow their lead, follow their guide, instead of doing what thus said the Lord in regards to what I'm saying. I want to say to someone tonight, obey God. Amen. Parents, you got children? Remember this. You the ones gave them birth. Amen. If a world system try to dictate you to go against what thus said the Lord told you in raising your kids, you better stand, if you got to stand alone, and do what thus said the Lord. Exodus 20:12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, but this is right. Amen. That's over Ephesians 6 chapter. I just want to share a few things in God's word. Let you know, saints, that we are in warfare. And because we are in warfare, who are you listening to? Other words, if you got someone saying something to you that's contrary to the word of God, God is saying to you, speak against it. It doesn't matter who it is. Because the only one that came to sin not was Jesus Christ. Came to witness. Come on, somebody. It says in the last days there will be some folks that's going to profess. They're going to confess God, but they're not going to have God in their heart. Amen? One scripture tells me that one of my favorites is Romans 1:16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are you? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. So God is saying to you tonight, you in warfare. And if you got someone speaking to you that's speaking things that's contrary to the word of God, you got to stand against it. You see, the word of God said earlier what it says, against the wiles. Amen. You got to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Other words, this is the on-time word. Now, this officer, I'm going back to what James opened up with. Killing, senseless killing. And God said, people, God, it's time to get up. It's time to go to work. It's time to quit being so ceremonial, organized to do all these great things inside the church and take this word to the street. Come on, somebody, huh? Some man had nowhere to lay his head. We just got too comfortable. That's why the enemy is just saying, I don't care how you say inside your plus facility, the streets belong to me. Come on, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And we listen to the folks who is seen to be so popular. Come on. It's telling us that it's all right. It's not all right. You better hear God's voice. And quit listening to the folks who speaking what they think, but yet they lying on the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all remember Ananias in the Bible? He did the same thing, and the same thing happened back then. What is happening, what, today? I'm almost done, but I want you to get this word. It ain't for me to hold on to. It's for me to release it. Huh? Hallelujah. It says again, take unto you the whole arm of God. See, success will not be obtained without your armor. Don't go out there and continue to try to fight without your armor. Amen? You got to be able to withstand. The enemy is unable to defeat you when you got your armor on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. The evil day is when evil throws an extra vicious attack at you. Some of you are on attack right now on the sound of my voice. And this word is so on time for you. Amen. It may not be for whoever, but it's for somebody. I feel virtually in my spirit right now. Having done all to stand. When the battle is over, the victor is still standing. My question to you tonight, are you still standing? Are you still standing? With all you've been through, a lot of you can say, praise God, hallelujah, I can too. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I'm going to go through the storm again. I'm going to get rained on again. But I know in the midst of all that, I'm victorious. Because what Jesus did, for me on that cross. Can I get a witness? I just thank God for my faith. You know, and a lot of times I want you to know that, you know, on this platform, when God has used me on Brother James' show, I see that as I do a self-critique of myself, I say, well, Lord, it seems like sometimes I'm just speaking a word. He said, don't you worry about that. He said, you continue to hear my voice. You continue to be led by my Holy Spirit. He said, because it's not your business, no how, it's my business. So this word for somebody tonight, I want you to know it's not your business, it's God's business. And be in position that the Spirit of God will be in control as you continue to acknowledge God's presence in your life. Now I'm going to go ahead and play this song. Then after this song, I will yield back over to Brother James for his closing remarks.
Anoint my head, anoint my feet, send your angel raining down. Hear all the battleground. For your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war. For your glory,
for your glory,
taking territory, fighting unseen enemies
never before.
We're waging war.
Never with me.
Waging war.
How the
devil
came from me. I won't get one more thing.
Waging war.
Taking territory.
Thank you.
And I want to thank God. I want to end that right now. But, you know, I hope this word is really received by somebody, because I think about Jesus, and a lot of things that you don't hear people talk about Jesus is that he was a radical. You know, people don't get into that side a lot these days, but if you study Jesus' life and when people start opposing the word of God, when Jesus began to fulfill his call, he was radical. Look at David. When David went down there and saw them giants to find his God, he went to work, y'all. That's all I'm trying to do. Now I'm trying to stir us tonight in a way to let us know it's time to squash all this chatter that's ungodly, that's coming from people who appear to be in the form. Come on. Brother James, on you now, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am in total agreement. This is an on-time word for the body of Christ on tonight. It may not be applied to all, but for those of you that know that it applies to you, it's time to make a change. It's time to seek God and ask him for forgiveness so that he can put you back on the right path, so that you can be the man or woman of God that he's called for you to be. And I am touching and agreeing with this message on tonight, because it is sad. It's very sad, but it's yet very true. At the same time, we see these movies about how Hollywood portrays how some of the churches are actually doing today. But they are not telling a lie. They are actually telling the truth. And it's really sad. God is not glorified through the way some of the churches are being portrayed, because of the way they are actually doing and the way they are actually not doing what they are called to do. And God, the word of God says that we are to be doers of the word. And I like what Pastor Norman King says, and this is according to the word of God. There's a lot of people that are serving God. They have a form of godliness, but their hearts are far from it. They don't really mean what they're doing. As long as they get attention, as long as they get the spotlight on them, as long as they can obtain some fame or fortune or be up front, then that's exactly what they're in it for. They're not in it to save souls. But thank God, I thank God that he's not like man. He's searching the hearts. He knows who's for real and who's not, who have hidden motives and agendas. That's what I love about God. He examines us from the inside out. He knows. And so you can't fool God. You might fool man. But if you're saved in God's name, the Holy Spirit will reveal some things to us too. And so I thank God for this word on tonight. And I stand in agreement also that there is too much compromising going on in today's churches. And also, I stand in agreement that we, as Christians, we have some leaders in today's churches. They are not doing what God has called them to do. And some of the people that are under these pastors, even some of the members, you need to pray and ask the Lord to show you exactly what to say and how to say it, and approach these men and women that are not standing on God's word, that are compromising with the world, and they are being false teachers and leaders in today's church. In other words, they're scattering the flock of God, and we wonder why the church is not growing. And we need to start standing up to these men and women who are not standing on the word of God. This do not apply to everyone. Again, we're not here to bash anyone, but this is a true fact. Some people don't want to admit it, but we stand in holy boldness on tonight. Pastor Norman King and I, we're in agreement. And so the word of God says, well, two or three are touching and agreeing in this word, that he will be in the midst. And so this word is for somebody, some pastor, that are watching over the souls of the God's flock on tonight. If you know that you have this category, you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you. Then you need to ask for your congregation to forgive you. And then you can move forward and fulfill your God purpose and being the shepherd that God has placed you over that flock. That God continues to be blessed by you as you fulfill your God purpose in the earth. So we have a lot of things that we are confronted with on today, because, yes, we are truly living in perilous times. Because we know and we see, not only do we hear, but we see that the world is less, they can care less about God, and they're so much concerned about the things of the world. The word of God says that we are in the world, but we're not to be of the world. And that's a part of the problem now. I think a lot of Christians have got it twisted, and they have misread the word of God. He said that we perish because of the lack of knowledge. So if you don't know the word, you can't know what the word says if you don't get in the word. And then once you get in the word, you must have the word get in you. So I thank God for this word on tonight. It's a needed word, and we need more pastors to stand up and start teaching and preaching such messages as this on tonight that just came forth from Pastor Norman King. God is really upset with the body of Christ on today. And if you're a true lover of God on tonight, you should continue to love the things God loves and continue to hate the things God hates. Even those that are false prophets and false teachers, if you have them among you, you need to be praying. And we need to be praying as a body of Christ, as a corporate body of believers, that God is going to step in and he's going to expose some people. We think that things are being exposed now. They are not exposed like they're going to get exposed. God is angry. He's upset. And we see the head right on the wall. So, Christians, I believe this word on tonight, and I stand in agreement with who and what are you listening to? And that's a good word for all of us on tonight. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King on tonight. You delivered another powerful word on tonight. And I know that someone else was blessed and inspired by this word, and someone else sees different things on a new spiritual level on tonight. And they're going to draw closer to God and become a better doer of God's word because of this word that was delivered through you on tonight, Pastor Norman King. So we thank God for you. You continue to stay on the wall, continue to be the man, the husband, the father, the grandfather, the minister that he has called you to be everywhere you go, that somebody is seeing Jesus in you and they don't understand what's going on. But God will reveal to them that you are a man of God. That's who you are. And you are standing on God's word and you're delivering it with holy boldness. And that's what I love about you. And that's what God loves. We have too many Christians. They are wimps, and I stand on the word, and I stand in agreement again with that. We have too many Christian wimps now. Back in the day, there was old time days when Christians, you could tell if they was a saint of God. They had no fear. They would tell you when you was wrong, and they would let you know when you was right. And we have gotten away from that today. We need to go back to our first love. When we first accepted Jesus Christ, and we was all in, but now that the enemy has come in and have brought into world society material things beyond our belief, such as the internet and all these different types of devices and things that catch our attention. So we're so caught up in those things and material things and the fine homes and jewelry and clothes and our positions and titles that we have forgotten about our great assignment, our purpose in the earth, that we would be out here compelling men, women, boys, and girls what they must do to be saved outside of the four walls of the church. So that's where we are today. We need to be, again, reminded, who and what are you listening to? Is it a report that God is going to be pleased with? You need to examine yourself on tonight, and that's what I need to do. We need to continuously examine ourselves to make sure that our lives and our purpose are lined up with the will of God for our lives, that he will be glorified. If we can do all that he has called for us to do, that he will be glorified on tonight. So we thank God for this word on tonight. As we get ready to close out tonight's lesson on tonight, we ask that you will go with us in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you again for who you are. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We thank you that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We thank you that you still watch over your word to perform it in the lives of your children. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. You are so worthy to be praised. In the midst of it all, in the midst of trials and tribulations, and the adversary and throwing his fiery darts from every hand and every angle, we know that you are in total control. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. Move by your spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name all over the world, Heavenly Father, that you will move through your and by your spirit through the man and woman of God that are going to bring forth your word to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Listeners, know that I love you. God loves you even more. And we just want to continue to give God praise. Why? He's worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.